We now bring you the following announcement. Generation Annihilation is now on the air.
Good afternoon, all. Welcome to Generation Annihilation here on CITR 101.9 FM over the World Wide Web, everywhere and anywhere, www.citr.ca. My name is Aaron, and yes, welcome to the first edition of the year 2014. Happy New Year to you all. Hope you're all still alive and out there digging in this show somewhere. Yeah, first show of 2014, and I've decided to do an all-80s show. There's going to be a handful of recent reissues that we're playing on the show, but not everything. Usually we do our best of the year, or a roundup of the year's releases. We did that last year, and usually part two is a roundup of reissues. But, yeah, there's not a whole show's worth today, but there's some, and... yeah, lots of oldies today, going to take you way back. So if there's something you'd like to hear, 604-822-2487, that is 604-UBC-CITR. Start things all off with the Big Boys from a reissue that came out last year. This one came out on 540 Records, Big Boys classic act from Austin, Texas. Heard a track called Nervous, and yes, there is going to be a Big Boys compilation LP, CD, or something coming out very soon this year. So yeah, that should be cool. Be on the lookout for this. And yeah, check out this reissue of Fun, Fun, Fun by the Big Boys featuring the late Biscuit Turner. And back into the show. Gonna get into some 7-inch reissues on the Ugly Pop Records label, which came out last year. And yeah, I'd like to say all the stuff we're gonna be playing on this show is vinyl. There's gonna be no CDs and no digital stuff, no MP3s, no YouTube clips. No particular reason, it's just the way it worked out, and I hope you enjoyed it. This is The Business.
Losing battle, we must all win. I see the eye It's Mickey Fitz and the Business. You're listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. God bless you.
Come back to me, say you're drunk now on your feet. Uh-huh. Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the Main Street area at...
Antisocial Skateboard Shop. Devil May Wear. Lucky's Comics. Neptune Records. RX Comics. Red Cat Records. The Regional Assembly of Text. The Rumpus Room. The Wallflower Modern Diner. And Woo Vintage Clothing.
Wow. It sure does pay to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, visit us in room 233 of the sub on the UBC campus. Go online to www.citr.ca. Keep smiling, keep shining, knowing you can always count on me. For sure.
CITR and the Vancouver web scene, Van Music, present 3 nights a week of awesome music from both local and touring bands. Check out Tune Up Tuesdays and Showcase Thursdays at Displace Hashery at 3293 West 4th Avenue, where bands come to jam for a chance to win some great prizes. And don't forget the Indie Pop Vancouver series, happening every Friday at the British Ex-Servicemen Association, 1143 Kingsway. Be sure to come out and support live music.
All right, Generation Annihilation on CITR, and at the start of the set, we heard from the business, from the B-side of the Harry May 7-inch. National Insurance Blacklist was the name of the track. The business's debut 7-inch going back to 1980, followed with the Cockney Rejects from the B-side of the Flares and Slippers release, Wanna Be a Star. This one came out on the cusp of 1979. Followed by Blitz, going back to 1981, out of Manchester, from the B-side of the All Out Attack 7-inch. We had a track called Someone's Gonna Die Tonight. And from Wales, we heard from the Partisans, from the title track of the Police Story 7-inch. Yeah, the track Police Story. This one originally came out on No Future, just like the Blitz 7-inch. The original of the business originally came out on Secret Records, and I believe the Cockney Rejects was Small Wonder. And all these vinyl 7-inch gems are reissued courtesy out of Ugly Pop Records out of Toronto, Ontario. And we're going to hear another 7-inch release, which has seen the light of day, courtesy of Ugly Pop. Talking about Stiv Bader's, it's called Stand Strong, originally going back to 1980. This was a track that was featured on the second Dead Boys Records, and it was recorded live here at the Warfield Theater in San Francisco, California. It's a track called Third Generation Nation on Generation Annihilation. Here we go.
This new world to earth, and we're damn here. We're that third generation nation. I could make money playing corporate rock. Life sticks. I ain't got nothing ever to do. How? Can't be true. Out of control. Don't have freedom. We're damn sure. We're not third generation nation.
Oh, second time, oh, second time, oh, For the restarts, you're listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Yes, the show is Generation Annihilation. That's what you are tuned into here on CITR. And started the things all off there with Steve Bader's from the Last Stand release going back to 1980. Third Generation Nation, another fine 7-inch vinyl reissue on Ugly Pop, followed by another one on the Ugly Pop Records label, going back to 1980, Ottawa, Ontario, Canada, The Bureaucrats, Grown Up Age. And then we followed with The Damned from a recording going back to 1980, live in Shepparton. And the track we heard was Second Time Around. And this one came out on Big Beat Records in the early 80s. Happy to find this one up at Red Cat Records on Main Street over the holidays. And we followed with Subter Fudge, another record that I found up at Red Cat. This one is going back to 1984, and it is on the Notorious Mystic Records label. These guys were out of the States, although the singer sounds pretty English. And, it was recorded at Mystic Empire in Hollywood, California, July of 1984. So we're going to get back into the show, back into the tunes. We're going to hear an act who have just gotten back together, and they're playing January 25th in San Diego. The band is Blast, and we saw this recording see the light of day again. It's called Blood, and this is a track called Shh. Here we go on Generation Annihilation.
Ah! stop the world. Get off this planet, ride, you don't know where. Which way to turn? We'll be right back.
shit is a lies.
Wrap the Vrookers, you listen to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
All right, that is the show, and at the start of the set, we heard from Blast from the Blood reissue on Southern Lord Records. Big, heavy, thick vinyl on Southern Lord. Track was called Shh, and this one got unearthed by Dave Grohl. Found these master tapes, and he released it to vinyl this year. And most of these tracks can be found on the Blast 1986 released. This is my Blood. Is that what it's called? Or In My Blood. It's In My Blood. I have to think about that one for a second. And we heard from Final Conflict from the Ashes to Ashes release, going back to 1986 on Postmort Records. And yeah, as I said, these bands... Or Blast and Final Conflict, the Ashes to Ashes lineup, will be playing in San Diego at the Brick by Brick. And they'll be playing with Systematic Abuse and Evacuate. And we followed with Crucifix from the Exhibit A reissue type thing. Came out in the mid-90s on Customized Records. 1996, we heard a live at CBGB's track, See Through Their Eyes. And Crucifix are playing a reunion as well, and they're playing festival down south in California on the 21st. They're not calling it Crucifix, they're calling it 1984. I think it's most of the original Crucifix lineup, and they're doing the classic Dehumanization album. And we followed with Agent 86 from a 7-inch release that's going back to the mid-80s. Scary Action, we heard a track called Media Youth, and then a band from Ontario, reissue that came out of their 7-inch going back a few years, a track called Word Dogs. And we're going to hear an act who will be playing their annual Return to Seattle gig. Yeah, they seem to tour once a year. And I'm talking about Dear Eye, going back to the classic, going back to 1985, the classic Dealing With It album. This is a track called Snap. Here we go.
Don't be mad, but I'm just dead. I saw a body lying down, white as a mouse, lying face down in the sewer. I got up closer and realized that I knew her. All her organs coming from her insides, slashed up skin, sliced up hide. Turned her over and saw the tar tracks on her head. That's when I realized she was dead. I saw your mommy and your mommy's dead. I saw your mommy and your mommy's dead. Put your body down to me. Horrified with misery. Life's falling on alarm. She's dark and blue arm. Not a lake, but a man. Her not bad, that's a man. I wonder how much you had to pay to get your mom killed. Such a bloody way. I saw your mommy and your mommy's dead. I watched her as she bled. Chewed off toes on her chopped off feet. I took a picture cause I thought it looked neat. But the thing I liked seeing the best was the rodent using her hair as a nest. I saw your mommy and your mommy's dead. I saw your mommy and your mommy's dead. Put your body down to feet. Horrified with misery. Blood falling on arm. She's dug in through the heart. Not a leg, but a bend. Her left hand has a pin. I know it's her mama that you really miss. But make it look good at her funeral and give her a little kiss. I saw your mommy and your mommy's dead. I saw her lying in a pool of red. I think it's the greatest thing I'll ever see. Your dead mommy lying in front of me. I'll always remember her lying dead on the floor. I hope she dies 20 times more. I saw your mommy and your mommy's dead. I saw your mommy and your mommy's dead. Put your body down the feet. Heart by the thin feet. Fire falling on her arm. She's stuck in the arm. Not a day, broken bed. Her left hand has been. I wonder how much you had to pay to get your mom killed in such a bloody way.
Charlie Harper from the UK Subs over in London, England, saying hello, Vancouver, on CITR 101.9 FM. Don't stop listening. Support your local radio.
All right, winding up another edition of Generation Annihilation here on CITR, and kind of a crossover set, sort of in that last set. Started things off with Dear Eye, dealing with it. 1986, 1985, that one came out. That was definitely a transition record for me from going listening to thrash metal, getting into hardcore, which eventually led me getting into punk rock and other stuff. But yeah, Dear Eye, dealing with it. We heard a track called Snap. And we followed with The Accused from the Martha Splatterhead's Maddest Stories Ever Told, Combat Rock Records, going back to, Combat Core Records. Going back to 1988, track called Starve to Death, Eating Your Buddies. And both the Accused and Dear Eye will be playing at the El Corazon a couple weekends, January 18th in Seattle, Washington. Yeah, it should be a good one. They're playing with, like I said, it's Dear Eye and it's The Accused. And what's interesting, it's one original member from The Accused, which is Tommy. He was the one that started The Accused. And they're playing with Toe Tag, who are ex-Accused members, Blaine and Alex and some others. So it's kind of interesting. They're also playing with Regional Faction and The Misuse of Power. And so that should be a good show. Also playing that same night in Seattle at Studio 7. Band I've never listened to a whole lot. Never been a big fan. DI And we heard from D.I. from the Team Goon release. We heard a track called Purgatory. And we ended that set off with Suicidal Tendencies from a Mystic Records sampler, which I recently bought up at, up at Neptune Records, yeah. Yeah, I've been buying a lot of cool stuff there. They've got a punk rock section. You should check it out. It's pretty cool. I found a sealed copy of this. And we heard Suicidal Tendencies doing a track called I Saw Your Mummy. And a lot of people saw Suicidal Tendencies a month or two back, and I had absolutely no interest. I saw them in 1987, and I didn't think they were anything special then, and I certainly don't now. Yeah, a lot of people thought it was good, though, apparently, even though it was one original member, and I'm told that he didn't sound like he used to sound. But anyways, yeah, another story. Don't play them too much on the show, but there you go. So, yeah, there's a show going on tonight. This will be the first show of the year, for one of the first cool shows of the year, I think. That is going on at 333 Clark, and the bands playing are Rapid Loss, Total War, and The Brass. Rapid Loss, Total War have been playing a little bit, about a year or two. Man, The Brass, a brand new act. So yeah, that'll be a cool one. And over at Lana Lou's, we got a rock and roll show with the Legion of Goons, the Strugglers, and the Wet Stilettos. And next Friday, Bullet Records launch party at the Railway Club. We got Class of 1984, the Tubuloids, and Breach. Tubuloids, good new band. Class of 1984, another good band. The Excessives and Breach, two other good bands who haven't played for quite some time. I don't think the Excessives have played since the early 2000s, and Breach, I don't think the 90s, so there you go. That's at the Railway Club next Friday. And we're going to leave you with one more track here. This is a good segue to Power Chord, and this is a good segue from hardcore punk to metal, or metal to punk, whichever you prefer. This is a classic thrash metal record, although I would call this almost a hardcore record. You can listen to this song and tell me that you couldn't put this in the hardcore crossover category. This is an awesome record by a band that was really awesome at one point. Don't really listen to them too much anymore, but I recently bought a couple vinyl reissues by them that still sound great after all these years. Going back to 1987-ish, the band is Slayer from the Rain and Blood classic release, recently reissued. There was a 500 run of these. Some were red, some were black. I got the black. This is Slayer doing a track called Necrophobic. Stay tuned for Power Chord up next.
Welcome to Power Chord. I'm your host, Metal Ron, and Happy New Year, everybody. And I've got the rare appearance of Jeff, the Metal Pimp.
Hello, folks. Again. Hello, hello, hello. Yeah, good to be back. I know it's been a while, but got some new goodies as well. Yeah, almost a year, I think.
Has it really been
I don't know.
Long?
I don't even remember the last time I was here.
I figure it's more like twice a year you come on. I don't know.
My
you're a workaholic.
It's an annual event.
Yeah.
Annual event. Anyways.
Anyway, as an annual event, this is at least my top 10, and I actually do have it in order. And like a lot of people this year, I notice a lot of people say, these are my favorite releases of the year, but I can't really put them in order. And I'm sort of going to go that way, too. Like, I've done my top 10, but I'm having a hell of a time going from there. And I've actually got, like, believe it or not, like a top 35, maybe a top 40 this year. There were so many great releases, and personally for me, last year. It was just a great year for metal. And one other thing I want to mention is today's an auspicious day, as it's 28 years since the great, late Phil Lynott passed away. So pay respects to him and all he contributed to the music industry. But anyway, I'm just going to get started here, unless you have anything to add there.
No, not really. Just got some my sort of favorite of last year's releases. And I'm not too sure if even I have 10 of them, actually. I only have maybe like 6 looking at my selection over here. Yeah, I'm just doubling up. I have the top 6.
Yeah.
Not in any particular order, because I think I left some in the car.
Oh.
That's why.
Well, we can always...
I can always run back and get it.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Anyway, we'll start with my number 10. I actually struggled with this one because, like I say, there were a lot of good releases last year. I finally decided on this, and they're kind of a staple whenever they put out stuff. I always like them. San Francisco's Vicious Rumors. Put out another great album, Electric Punishment, but sadly it might be the last one with their vocalist Brian Allen, who had been with them for a little while now, which is also different for them. I'm hoping that he's still with them, but I guess what happened is he didn't do a tour with them, and I don't know. You know, it's one of those things where I think for once they actually kept it behind the scenes rather than let everybody hear the dirty laundry, you know, through the internet. So they say they've got a big announcement soon. I have a feeling they're probably going to announce a new vocalist, maybe a new album, who knows. But in any case, this is Electric Punishment, the new last album from Vicious Rumors, and a track called Black X List. You're listening to Power Chord on CITR with Metal Ron.
And the Metal Pimp.